奉主耶稣圣名正道。
The name of the Lord Jesus Christ, I deliver this sermon.
下午我要跟大家彼此勉励的题目是宝贵的人生观。
And this afternoon for mutual encouragement, I'll be speaking on the topic, the precious concept of life.
我所要说的人生观，就是个人对他的人生的看法和他所得到的经验。
This concept of life I'll be talking about refers to the our views towards life and the experience that we have gained.
人生的路走得多，人生的经验也多。
The more roads we walk on earth, the more experiences we will gain.
那人生的路走得越长，他对人生的看法也就越成熟，越实际。
And the longer the route we take, you find that we will be more realistic and practical in our views.
他不再做白日梦，他也不再追寻所谓乌托邦了。
And so he will not make daylight dreams.
这个时候的经验对人生的看法是很宝贵的。
And our experiences and our views derived will be very precious to us.
尤其那些经历沧海桑田的人，经历各种的磨练、各种的痛苦和打击的人。
Especially people who has undergone various types of trials and sufferings.
那么他的人生经验就更加的宝贵。
Then their experiences will be very precious to them.
正如莎士比亚所说的
，Just as what Shakespeare has said，
他说人生的经验是用无限的代价买来的一颗宝石。
That the precious experiences of man, because it's purchased through his own limitless energy, he finds that this is like a precious jewel.
尤其是圣经里面那一些人物里所说的人生观。
And especially the concept of life as described in the Bible.
因为这些人生观保守了他们的生命，也拯救了他们的生命。
The concepts they have adopted have actually preserved their lives and saved their lives.
这对一个信主的人来说是更加宝贵的。
And this of course becomes more precious to a believer of God.
因为我们信仰的最终目的就是盼望能够得救。
The end of our faith is that we want to be saved.
因此我们必须要走完我们人生的路程，并且要打胜这一场的战争。
We must complete our journey on earth and to be victorious in our fight here.
可是在我们人生的路程当中有许多的苦难，也有许多的打击。
But then during this journey of ours we find that we will be afflicted and we will have many difficulties.
那么那些古圣徒怎么样的来战胜，怎么样的走完他们的路程，这一种的经验就很宝贵了。
How did the disciples of old overcome all these difficulties and complete the journey? This becomes very precious experiences for us to learn today.
这是我们要学习和追求的。
And this is something for us to pursue after today.
我就举出其中的一位。
And I would like to list one of these biblical characters.
约伯的人生观。
And that is the concept of life adopted by John.
有一些人很认识约伯，但有一些人不太认识他。
Some of us are very familiar with Job and some are not.
约伯可以说是一个很幸福的人。
Job was actually a very blessed man.
他可以说是享尽人生的荣华富贵。
And he was able to enjoy all the things of the world.
我们看29章。
Let's turn to Job 29.
约伯记29章。
Job 29.
第四节到11节这一段。
From verse 4 to 11.
约伯记29章。
Job 29,
第四到十一节这一段
from verse 4 to 11.
第四节他说
verse 4 he said,
他说我在众民的时候，那时我在帐篷中，神待我有密友之情。
As I was in the prime of my days, when the friendship of God was over my tent,
全能者人与我同在。
The Almighty was yet with me.
这是描写他的信仰。
This was a description of his faith.
他可以达到神跟他好像密友一样那一种亲密的态度。
And his standard of spirituality was at that time that he was so close to God that God was like his friend.
下面说我的儿女都环绕我。
Then he went on to describe that my children were around me.
这是他家庭的幸福。
And this is the blessings of his household.
儿女都听话孝顺。
That his children were obedient and filial.
家庭之乐的确是让很多的老人家羡慕的。
And every person, especially the older ones, would envy the happiness of a family.
这里第六节说，奶多可以洗我的脚。
He says that my steps were bathed in butter.
磐石为我筑油成河。
and the rock pour out for me streams of oil.
这是他事业上的丰收。
And this is the fruits of his labor.
奶多到可以来洗脚。
That he has so much butter, so much fruits that it can be used to bathe his feet.
人看为是磐石的，但是谁知道下面却是有细流啊。
And what others regarded as a rock, but he found oil beneath the rocks.
第七节里面记载。
Verse 7 is recorded.
我出到城门，在街上有他的座位。
That when I went out to the city, I had my seat in the square.
少年人看到他要围避，不是怕他，而是尊敬他，让路给他。
And the young people saw him, they hid themselves not out of fear, but out of respect, they allowed him to go his way.
老年人看见也起来站立，表示对他的尊敬。
And even the old man will see him and stood up as a mark of respect.
也许你说我也有这样的待遇啊。
You may say that I also have the same result today.
第九节说，
but verse 6 says,
你能够让王子停止说话而听你讲话吗？
Are you able to stop the princes from talking to listen to you?
你能够让所有的首领都静默无声，安静地领受你的教导吗？
Are you able to put all the nobles to silence so that you will heed your teachings?
所以十一节里面记载，
verse 11 is recorded,
说有耳朵听到乐伯的通通都称赞说他是有福的。
And those who have ears who have heard about Job at that time, they would call him blessed.
有眼睛看到乐伯的，他们都称赞他。
And the eyes that saw him would praise him.
尤其在他个人的性格跟他的行为爱心方面来说，
With regards to his own character, his manifestations of love and conduct,
你再读下去你就明白。
If you were to read on, you will be able to understand.
十五节说，我是瞎子的眼睛，我是瘸子的脚。
Verse 15 say that I was eyes to the blind and feet to the lame.
我是穷乏人的父亲。
That I'm a father to the needy.
一个这么有钱又有权力的人，更难得的他是有一颗这么善良的心肠来帮助人家。
And this was a man full of power and wealth. What was most amazing was that he was one who is very charitable, helping the poor.
你说了，人生像他这种的地步，夫复何求？
And that if a man can achieve these standards, what else would we ask for?
你所想象得到的，他通通都拥有了。
That whatever the pleasures you hope to have in your life, actually he have already enjoyed them.
他真的享尽荣华富贵和各种的快乐。
And he was able to experience the different types of happiness in his life.
但是好景不长啊。
But that we know that good things do not last.
他也经历了家破人亡的痛苦。
There was a time where his family was destroyed and he lost everything.
所以在第一章十三节里面开始。
In Job chapter 1 verse 13,
有一天有仆人来报信。
Verse 13 says that one day the servants came to give him this report.
说他的牛跟驴就被这个示巴人忽然间闯进来，莫名其妙的把这一些牲畜通通都掳去，仆人通通都杀死，只留下一个人来报信。
That the oxen were plowing and the donkeys were feeding besides them, then suddenly the servants attacked them and took all of them away.
十六节记载，他话还没有说完，另外一个仆人又来报告说，从天上降下火，把这些羊群和仆人都烧灭，只剩下我一个人回来报信。
And verse 16, while this servant was still speaking, another came and said, the fire of God fell from heaven and burned up everything, and including your servants, and I alone has escaped to tell you this.
真的是一波未平，一波又起啊。
And before he can take this setback, another came.
可是这并不是完结了。
But then this is not the end.
十七节记载，
verse 17,
又有一个仆人来。
Another servant came to him.
他说加勒底人分作三队，突然间来把我们所有的骆驼都抢去，也用刀杀死所有的仆人。
And he reported that the children formed three bands and make a raid of the camels and took them and slew the servants with the edge of the sword.
如果我们有很多的事业，
if we have much property,
我们在新加坡的事业垮了不要紧，我们在美国还有，我们在中国还有。
If the property market in Singapore collapsed, we are not fearful because we still have properties in China, in other parts of the world.
可是如果一下子全部的产业全部都完了，那你怎么办呢？
But if in an instance everything that have all your properties come to nothing, what would you do at that time?
约伯就是在这样的情况了。
And that was what happened to Job at that time.
在一天之内，他所有的事业、所有的财产就这样的消失了。
And within a day, all his properties were lost.
可是这个打击还不大。
But then this affliction was not great enough.
没有钱，只要命还活着，我们还可以从头来过的。
Because without money, as long as he has life, he can start all over again.
可是最让他伤心的消息来了。
But then another sad news came to him.
在十八节里面记载。
18 is recorded.
他说有狂风突然间来到。
He said there was a great wind that came.
把那个房子吹倒了。
And that it caused the house to collapse.
把他所有的兄弟姐妹在里面享受筵席的，通通都压死了。
And then the sons and daughters who were eating inside the house, all of them died.
他有七个儿子，三个儿女。
He had 7 sons and 3 daughters.
他们这一天大家相聚在一起，但哪里知道相聚的日子，也就是一同死亡的日子。
On that day, they all gathered together, but little did they realize that they have come together and died together.
家中有一个人死，已经让我们够伤痛了。
We know that if one of our family members should die, we will be very sad.
一天当中十个人死了。
But then in this same day, 10 of them died.
而且都是年轻力壮的，你的宝贵的儿女。
And they were young and strong people. They are your sons and daughters.
你要怎么样来承担这种的打击呢？
And how are you going to withstand such a great affliction?
在你的一生当中，
in your own life,
你也经历很多的打击和痛苦。
You may have experienced many kind of afflictions and suffering.
可是想一想。
But consider this.
你有遇过所面对这么大的打击吗？
Have you experienced the same kind of afflictions that Job had at that time?
但是遇过怎么样承担下来呢？
But how is it that Job was able to withstand all this?
他怎么样能够胜过这一切的试探和打击？
How is he able to overcome all these afflictions and temptations?
这就是因为他有两个很宝贵的人生观。
And this is he was able because he had two very important concepts of life.
我们从他所说的话就可以明白。
And from the words he said, we can understand.
我们读二十节到二十二节。
Let's read verse 20 to 22. Job chapter 1, verse 20. Then Job arose and tore his robe and shaved his head. And he fell to the ground and worshipped. And he said, Naked I came from my mother's womb, and naked I shall return there. The Lord gave and the Lord has taken away. Blessed be the name of the Lord.Through all this, Job did not sin, nor did he blame God.
面对这么大的打击，他的心灵当然是痛苦的。
In the face of such great afflictions, of course, his spirit will be very down.
可是他的理智却是很清醒的。
But then his reasoning was still very sharp.
他告诉自己，
he told himself,
我侧身出于母胎，也必侧身归回。
The naked I came from my mother's womb, and naked I shall return there.
赏赐的是耶和华，收取的也是耶和华。
The Lord gave and the Lord has taken away.
耶和华的名是应当称颂的。
Blessed be the name of the Lord.
在这一切的事上
，in all these things,
约伯不犯罪，也不以神为遗忘，也不胡正义来胡乱的批评神。
And Job did not sin, neither did he blame God, and he did not become unrighteous as to criticize God.
他就是这么样的坦然接受这一切的打击，这一切的痛苦。
And he was able to accept all these afflictions in a very sincere and calm way.
因为他知道这就是人生必须要经历的。
Because he knew at that time that these are the afflictions that can befall a man.
好像传道者所说的。
It's just like what the preacher said.
在传道书第三章第一节开始。
In Ecclesiastes chapter 3 verse 1.
传道书第三章第一节开始。
The beginning of Ecclesiastes chapter 3 verse 1.
他说凡事都有定期，天下万物都有定时。
There is a appointed time for everything and there is a time for every event under heaven.
他就举出一些例子。
Then he gave some examples.
生有时，死有时。
A time to give birth and a time to die.
栽种有时，拔出所栽种的也有时。
A time to plant and a time to uproot what is planted.
第四节说哭有时，笑有时。
Verse 4, a time to weep and a time to laugh.
第六节说寻找有时，失落有时。
Verse 6, a time to search and a time to give up.
第八节说喜爱有时，恨恶有时，征战有时，和好有时。
Verse 8, a time to love and a time to hate, a time for war and a time for peace.
你仔细去思想这里这一段圣经所说的话。
If you were to consider these verses in the Bible,
他都把人生所发生的一切事情都呈明在我们的面前。
They have actually recorded all the things that have happened in the lives of men and they are before us.
凡事都有定期的。
Because there is appointed time for everything.
凡事都有它的利害关系的。
And everything is interrelated.
你享受生的快乐。 你也要承担那个死亡的痛苦。
You will experience the happiness of living, but you will also need to experience the pains of facing death.
这是很自然的。
This is natural.
我们相聚在一起很快乐，但是我们知道转眼我们就要离别，那种的伤痛你也要承担的。
We know that when we are together, we are very happy, but there will come a time where we have to be separated. We also have to experience the sadness of separation.
所以诗人这样说。
The psalmist said this.
他说日有阴晴，月有圆缺。
He said that there is light in the day, but the night will also come.
日有阴晴说白天有晴天，也有下雨天。
In the daytime we have both sunshine as well as days of rainfall.
我们的月亮有时很圆，但有时候是缺的。
Sometimes our moon is very round, but sometimes it's not that round.
这是很自然的。
These are natural occurrences.
那我们人生有生老病死。
We know that in our lives, we are born in this world, we will face with sickness as well as death.
我们也有旦夕的祸福。
And we meet with happiness as well as woes.
他说此事古难全啊，没有人能够避免的，这是很自然的。
And none of us,
必然的。
And none of us can escape from these things. They are natural, and we cannot avoid them.
而且我们看到月缺的日子啊，事实上比月圆的日子多又长啊。
And we know that if we look at the moon, the time when the moon is not a full moon, much longer and much more times compared when it's full.
月最圆就是十五的时候了。
For example, on the 15th of the lunar month, the moon will be full.
14跟16也还差不多了。
And on the 14th and 16th, the moon is quite full.
那其他的都是月不圆的。
But then the rest of the days, the moon will not be that full.
我们的人生也是一样的，当然也有美景的时候，但是却是好景不长啊。
This also applies to our life. We have beautiful times, but these beautiful times do not endure.
但这是一个自然又必然的，我们必须要坦然学习接受它的。
But these are very natural as well as inevitable processes that we have to learn to accept.
有一个王带着他的大臣啊去游山玩水。
And there was this king who brought his official to
游山玩水。
To go to enjoy themselves.
他看到他的一片锦绣山河。
So there was this beautiful scene before them, mountains and rivers.
这一切都是属于我的。
And he said to himself that all this country belongs to me.
我平定了天下。
That I have sovereignty over the whole earth.
我建立了我的王朝。
And I have established my kingdom.
他非常的快乐跟感觉到荣耀。
And he was very happy and felt very glorious.
当他在得意洋洋的时候。
And when he was so proud and happy,
冷风吹来,
there was a cold wind that came by.
他禁不住发抖了,
and he could not withstand the cold wind and he shivered.
然后就打哈欠, 中文不懂叫什么, 打哈欠。
And then he sneezed.
他说, 老了老了, 抵抗力不再像以前一样了。
Oh, then he realized that I'm so old, I find that I do not have the same body resistance as before.
所以在这个时候他就联想到那么这个锦绣山河我还能够看多久呢？
And at this point of his life, he realized that how long can he continue to see this beautiful scene?
我拼了命所得到的荣华富贵，我还有多少时间来去享受呢？
I have risked my life in order to gain all these things, but how much more of my life do I have to be able to enjoy these things?
越想就越伤心啊。
The more he considered, the more sad he becomes.
那些大臣也是一样。
And this also applied to his officials.
我们一生差不多用大半全身用在战争当中。
That we have spent more than half of our lives in battles.
得到天下的时候，却没有多少时间可以来享受这一些天下。
And when we have obtained the lands, we find that we don't have the time to enjoy them.
所以他们也一样就哭了起来了。
Therefore, they also started to cry.
因为越想越伤心啊。
Because the more they thought about this, the more sad they become.
但是有一个大臣在这个时候就哈哈大笑了。
But then there was among them one official, he burst out in laughter.
如果你是王，你会高兴吗？
If you were the king, would you be happy by his action?
他就像我们的反应一样，你笑什么？
He will react the same way as us. What are you laughing at?
你告诉我一个好理由，要不然我就把你的头砍掉。
Give me a good reason why you should be laughing, otherwise your head will roll.
我们都为死亡来悲哀，你却在那边大笑。
We are sad because we know that we have to die, yet you are laughing your way.
这个大臣就对王说。
Then this official said to him,
他说王啊
King,
生死乃是自然又必然的事情。
Life and death are natural and inevitable.
我们要接受的。
We must accept.
如果没有死亡
，If there is no death，
他说王啊，你想一想
，King, please consider this.
什么时候轮到你做王呢
？Then when was it that you have the opportunity to become king？
你永远没有办法坐上这个王位的，因为前面的人都不死啊。
You will no longer have the opportunity to sit on your throne because the king before you would have never died.
我们以为生是好事，死是坏事。
We often consider that life is to be born is good, but to die is bad.
其实生跟死都是好事来的。
But actually, to be born and to die are actually good things.
不同意吗
？Do you not agree?
你想想看
，consider.
如果所有的蚊子都不死的
，if all the mosquitoes do not die，
所有的苍蝇都不死的
，and all the houseflies live forever，
所有那些蟑螂都不死的
，and the cockroaches are always alive。
你可以想想看。这是什么世界呢
？If you think for yourself, what kind of world this will become?
你还想活下去吗
？Do you want to live on?
幸好他们会死的。
Fortunately, they do die.
如果人都不死
，If men do not die,
希特勒也没有死，毛泽东也没有死。
Hitler would not have died, so wouldn't have Mao Zedong.
这一切的恶人都没有死，你要怎么办呢
？And these evil people would still be around. What would you do?
你再想下去
，Consider further.
我们人只会老，只会病，但是不会死。
If we consider, we will continue to become older and older, but we do not die.
你想这会成为一个快乐的世界吗
？Do you think that this world will become a happy world?
你就会真的是很伤心，那真的是一种的折磨。
You find that you will be very sad, and living will be a torture to you.
所以我们应当明白。
So let us understand this.
凡事都有定期。
That there is a point of time for everything.
有生就有死。
There is a time to live, and there is a time to die.
有笑的时候，也有。哭的时候
，There's a time of laughter, there's a time of weeping.
我们有事业成功，但也有事业的失败。
We will enjoy success in our career, but there'll be times that we will fail.
我们有平安顺利，但我们也有灾祸跟意外。
There are times of peace and everything is smooth going, but there'll be also times of disaster.
这是自然的，也是必然的。我们就坦然接受它吧。
These are natural and inevitable, and therefore we must learn to accept these things calmly.
所以约伯明白这一切。
Job understood this.
他就这样讲了。
He said this.
赏赐的是耶和华，收取的也是耶和华。
So the Lord gave and the Lord has taken away.
耶和华的名是应当称颂的。
Blessed be the name of the Lord.
不管发生任何一切的遭遇。
Regardless of what circumstances we are in.
一切都会改变，但是我对神的信仰不改变。
Everything may change around me, but my faith towards God will not change.
他就能够接受这个打击了。
Then he was able to accept all these afflictions.
我们能够接受这种的经验吗？
Can we accept this experience in our life?
我们都会讲，赏赐是耶和华，收取是耶和华。
We may say that the Lord gave and the Lord has taken away.
可是当事情真的发生在我们身上的时候
，But when something really happened upon us,
我们能不能够这样坦然地承担它，胜过它，而继续地走完我们的路程
？Are we able to withstand this affliction very calmly and carry on with our journey to complete the journey?
还是你好像约伯的妻子一样？
Or are you like the wife of Job?
我们何必还要拜神呢
？You say, why do you continue to worship your God?
拜神就得到这个灾祸。
Because when you worship your God, this is a disaster.
我们何必这样的热心行善呢
？So why should we be so zealous to help others?
行善的结果却是得到这种的恶报。
And when we help others, the fruit is that the evil we enjoy now today.
所以他整个人生观改变了。
So her philosophy of life totally changed.
连神他都不要了。
Even she doesn't even want God.
连老公他也不要了。
And she doesn't want her husband at that time.
对她老公说：“最好你就死掉，那是最好的。”
She told her husband, "Let you die. If you die, that is the best."
因为在这个时候，不但没有钱财，没有儿女，约伯本身又生了一种怪病，全身都是毒疮，流出那种很臭的脓来，谁要去服侍他呢
？At that time, what she had before her was that she lost the property, she lost her children. Not only that, her husband was full of sores, and there was smell coming up from the body.So she has to take care of him.
所以在第十节，约伯就对他说了。
And verse,
verse 二章第十节
，chapter two, verse four, Job said to him,
你说话好像以往的妇人一样。
Sorry, verse ten, he said to her, you speak as one of the foolish human speaks.
他说，难道我们从神手里得福，不也受祸吗
？Shall we indeed accept good from God and not accept adversity?
有生就有死，有笑也有哭的。
There's life and there is death, there is laughter and there is weeping.
我们应当要接受这一切。
We must accept all these things.
但是他的妻子就接受不了。
But his wife was not able to accept this.
因此他失败了。
Therefore she failed.
但预伯却得胜了。
But Job was victorious.
因此盼望我们都能够明白。
We hope that we can all understand.
也相信这一句话。
And also to believe in these words.
赏赐是耶和华。
The Lord gave.
收取也是耶和华
and the Lord has taken away.
耶和华的名是应当称颂的
Blessed be the name of the Lord.
有一个传道人很热心去探访工作
There was a preacher who was very zealous in visiting members.
那么傍晚他就赶回家吃晚饭
And one evening he rushed home to take his dinner.
因为今晚上有聚会他要讲到了
There was a service and he was getting himself prepared to speak.
那回到家里就发觉到他的妻子很伤心的样子
When he returned homeHe saw that his wife was very sad.
眼睛哭到红红肿肿的。
And she, her eyes were red and swollen because of crying.
他就问他发生什么事呢
He asked her, what had happened?
啊，他告诉他哦，没有事，你赶快去洗澡吧，我们就吃晚餐，就要去聚会了。
She said that, oh, nothing had happened. Why don't you take a bath and let's eat dinner together?
所以他就赶快去冲洗澡，然后吃饭了。
And he quickly went to take a bath.
看到他妻子头低低坐在饭桌。
And he saw that the wife, with her head down, was sitting at the dinner table.
那两个孩子都还没有回家。
And the two children had not returned home.
所以他就很担心了。
So he became worried.
他说是不是孩子发生的事情
？Is it something that happened to the children?
为什么到现在还没有回家呢
？Why is it that they are not home at this time?
他的妻子告诉他，哦，他们没有事。
And the wife said that nothing had happened to them.
哎，我们吃饭去聚会吧。
Let's continue to eat and attend service together.
可是如果你是这个丈夫，你怎么吃得下呢
？But if you were the husband, how can you take your meal?
他知道一定发生事情了。
Because he would have suspected that something had happened to them.
他就问他到底发生了什么事情。
So he continued to ask her what had happened to them.
所以他的妻子就很伤心地告诉他。
And the wife told him very sadly.
他说事情是这样的。
This is what had happened.
以前有一个好朋友，他给我两颗很宝贵的珍珠。
He said that I have a friend in the past, and he gave me two precious pearls.
我替他保管了十多年呢。
And I have preserved these two precious pearls.
可是今天早上，他告诉我他要拿回这两颗珍珠了。
But this morning he told me that he wants to take back these two pearls.
我真的舍不得这两颗珍珠。
And I was unwilling to part with these pearls.
他说着说着就哭起来了。
And when she said this, she began to cry.
她说我太爱这个珍珠，我不想还给她。
That I love this pearls and I do not want to return the pearls.
她的丈夫这个传道听了就笑起来了。
And when the husband heard this, he laughed.
哎呀，这是人家给你保管的。
He said, Oh, these are things that have been entrusted by your friend.
你本来没有的吗
？Actually, you don't have.
人家交给你保管的。
But someone has given them to you.
现在他要了，你应当还给他的。
And since now your friend wants it back, it's only right that you return.
这不是理所当然的吗
？This is only right and correct.
再说你也享受了那十多年了。
And you have already enjoyed the pearls for 10 over years.
也应该是时候还给他了。如果主人他要的话。
And if the owner wants them back, it is the time for you to return.
妻子就对她丈夫说
，And the wife said to the husband，
她说既然你也这么说了，那我就带你去看这两颗珍珠吧。
Since you have said this, let me bring you to see the two precious pearls。
然后就带她去她孩子的房间了。
And she brought him to the children's room。
房间门一打开
，And when the children's room opened，
她就发现这两个孩子躺在那一边盖上白布了。
And he saw that the two children lying on the bed with a white cloth over them。
原来他们两个人去游泳。弟弟掉在河里面，哥哥去救他，两个都一起死了。
What actually happened was that they went for a swim and the younger brother fell into the river. The older one tried to save him, but both of them were eventually drowned.
所以这个传道就哭了。
And the preacher cried.
不是说我热心爱神、为神工作，神会看顾我的家庭吗
？And he felt that isn't it true that I was so zealous in serving God and God would take care of our family?
我做错了什么？我犯了什么罪？
What have I done wrong? What have I sinned against God?
为什么神不保护我的儿子呢
？Why didn't God protect my children?
就让他们这样的死了
，and that they have to die in this manner.
越讲就越多了。
And the more he thought, he spoke out these words.
然后他的妻子就在旁边轻轻对他说
，and the wife told him very gently.
你刚才不是告诉我吗
？Didn't you tell me this just now?
这个两颗珍珠本来不是我们的。
That these two precious pearls originally do not belong.
现在主人要了。
Now the owner wants them back.
我们还给他不是理所当然的吗？
And isn't it only correct for us to return this post to them?
这是你说的。
This is what you have said for yourself.
赏赐是耶和华，收取也是耶和华。
The Lord gave and the Lord has taken away.
在这个时候，他醒悟过来。
And at this point of time, he repented.
身为传道人，常常讲道理勉励信徒。
Then as a preacher, he often spoke sermons to encourage believers.
也常常说儿女是神所赏赐的。
And we often say that our children are given by God.
他是我的儿子，他也是神的儿子。
And that he is my child as well as the child of God.
其实生命是在神的手中，不是我们。
And that we know that our life lies in the hands of God and not in our own hands.
不是你想要生就可以生的。
It's not that you want to give birth, then you can have children.
生命在神的手中。
Because lives are in the hands of God.
那现在神要收回去了。
Now God wants back the lives.
你也应该坦然地交还给他。
You must be willing and calmly give this back to the Lord.
所以他就冷静下来。
Therefore, he calmed himself down.
他就洗脸。
He washed his face.
他就准备去聚会讲道理了。
He prepared himself to speak a sermon in the church.
那一天他的讲题就是赏赐与收取。
And that evening he spoke on the topic, giving and being taken away.
我想他在讲那一篇道理的时候一定是不同的。
I would say that at that time when he was speaking the sermon, his feelings would be very different.
他真正的明白赏赐跟收取的意义。
Because he would have truly understood the meaning of to give and to be taken away. Such sad experiences.
尤其你所爱的人突然间死了。
Especially those whom you love may pass away suddenly.
的确是很难受的。
It's difficult for us to take these things.
就算死了很多年你也会想念的。
Even if these people should die for many years, we may...remember them.
可是你明白神的旨意。
But if we understand the will of God,
你明白赏赐与收取的道理。
If you understand this teaching of to give and to be taken away,
你就会很坦然地交托给神。
And you will be able to entrust this matter into the hands of God calmly.
来接受这一切。
To accept all these things.
不要好像约伯的妻子一样。
We must not follow the example of Job's wife.
埋怨神，埋怨人，最后放弃了他的信仰。
She murmured against God, murmured against man, and later on she gave up her faith.
那么痛苦不但没有意义，还要增加痛苦。
Then you find that her sufferings do not serve any purpose, yet sufferings, further sufferings will come upon her.
约伯肉体上痛苦了。
Job suffered physically.
可是他却胜过这一种的打击。
Yet he was able to have victory over this affliction.
将来在天家，他可以跟他的儿女们永远相见。
In the future, in heaven, he will be able to meet his children again.
眼前痛苦却是换来永远的安乐。
That what he has suffered now is used in exchange for the happiness in the future.
请看约伯记的十九章。
Let's turn to Job chapter 19.
二十五节到二十七节
verse 25 to 27, Job 19 verse 25. And as for me, I know that my Redeemer lives, and at the last he will take his stand on the earth. Even after my skin is destroyed, yet from my flesh I shall see God, whom I myself shall behold, and whom my eyes shall see, and not another. My heart faints within me.
这是他第二个宝贵的人生观。
And this is the second important concept of life that he had.
我知道我的救赎主活着。
He says that my Redeemer lives.
末了他必站立在地上。
That at the last he will take his stand on the earth.
我知道我的皮肉会灭绝。
I know that my skin is destroyed.
但是我在肉皮之外我会亲眼看见神。
Yet for my flesh I shall see God.
这是很重要的观念。
And this is a very important concept.
虽然你明白赏赐与收取的道理
，though you may understand the teaching of to give and to be taken away，
可是有许许多多的为什么会这样呢
？But you may still continue to question why are these things happening to us？
你觉得不公平的
，you will feel a sense of injustice。
你觉得不明白
，you feel that you do not understand these things。
为什么好人要受苦，义人却平安享福呢
？And why is it that the good and righteous people have to suffer and the evil people will not punish.
神不是说他是我们随时的帮助吗？而为什么在需要帮助的时候他不帮助我们呢？
Didn't we say that God is our very present help? Yet when we needed him, he was not there.
平时讲了很多，但是真正苦难临到的时候，我们的神却沉默了。
In normal times, we spoke so much about these things, But yet, when we are really in sufferings, we find that God is silent.
神不是拯救的神吗?
Isn't God a God who saves us?
可是为什么神是沉默的神呢?
Yet, why did God maintain his silence at this moment?
事实上,我们的神也是一位沉默的神。
But yet we must understand that our God is a silent God.
只是因为我们听太多关于神拯救的道理了。
We may have heard many teachings on sermons regarding the salvation of God.
我们很少听到沉默的神。
But we have not heard too much about that God is silent.
而在这个时候我们也不敢说，也不敢问。
And at this point of our lives, we cannot question, neither do we want to talk about it.
因为如果当我们这样讲的时候，人家就会说你没有信心，你怀疑神。
If we were to say that God is silent at this moment, you find that people may doubt your faith and say that you have lost your faith.
你要顺服，你要安静，你不要出声。
You must submit, you must be silent, and you must not open your mouth.
可是我们心里愤愤不平啊。
But within our hearts, there is this great sense of injustice.
事实上，圣经很多的人向神抗议，向神责问的。
But actually, in the Bible, there are many people who question God and rebel against God.
包括伟大的先知在里面。
And this includes some very great prophets.
我们请看，我们先读诗篇八十三篇。
Let's first turn to Psalms 83.
诗篇八十三篇
Psalms 83
第一节
Verse 1
他说神啊求你不要静默
Say, O God, do not remain quiet
神啊求你不要闭口
Do not be silent, O God
也不要不作声
And do not be still
这是代表一个信徒向神的抗议
And these words represent the oppositionOf a believer to God.
在这个时候，我们苦难当中，为什么你不出声？为什么你这么样的沉默呢？
We are suffering at this moment. Why is it that you continue to remain quiet and silent?
我们再看以赛亚书六十四章。
Let's see Isaiah chapter 64.
我们读十一节跟十二节。
Verse 11 and 12.Isaiah 64 verse 11 and 12. Verse 11, A holy and beautiful house where our fathers praised thee has been burned by fire, and our precious things have become a ruin. Wilt thou restrain thyself at these things, O Lord? And wilt thou keep silent and afflict us beyond measure?
当巴比伦人进攻耶路撒冷的时候，
When the people of Babylon attacked the city of Jerusalem,
真的把圣殿毁坏了
and the holy temple was destroyed.
在那一刹那，以色列那些虔诚的选民的信心真的崩溃了
And within a short period of time, the faith of the Israelites were completely lost at the sight.
因为他们不能够接受神荣耀的圣殿竟然给这一些外邦人来侮辱、来毁坏
because they unable to accept that this glorious temple of God.Can be insulted and destroyed by the Gentiles.
当所罗门奉献那个圣殿的时候
，When King Solomon dedicated the temple at him,
神的荣光充满整个圣殿。
The lights, the glorious lights of the Lord, shone upon the temple.
这是神的家
，and said that this is the house of God.
这是荣耀的地方
，and this is where the glory of God dwells.
这是圣洁的地方
，this is a holy place.
因为这是神的居所
，because this.Is the habitation of God.
是不允许人来侮辱跟破坏的。
And that man cannot destroy, neither can man profane the place.
可是现在却被外邦人来焚烧了。
But yet at this moment, the temple was burned by the Gentiles.
以色列人被掳到巴比伦去。
And the Israelites were taken captive in Babylon.
虽然是因为他们犯罪，神要管教他们，刑罚他们。
It was because of their sins that they were punished and they were taken away.
但是要到这样的地步吗？
But the question.Do they need to be punished to that extent?
连先知都不能够忍受了。
Even the prophets could not take this.
所以他对神说
So he said to God,
耶和华
said, Lord,
有这样的事你还能够忍得住吗
That are you able to keep silent and allow these things to happen?
你还是要静默使我们继续深受这一些苦难吗
That are you to keep quiet and afflict us beyond measure?
我要怎么样去安慰这一些选民呢
？How am I to face the people to comfort them？
我要怎么样去建立他们的信心呢
？How am I to go on to establish their faith？
有什么的言语我还可以说的
？What words can I use to comfort them？
你如果出声，你如果伸手
，If you were to open your mouth and stretch out your hand，
你就可以让我们看到你的爱，看到你的拯救。
Then we can see your love and your salvation。
可是我们都看不到
，But we could not see this。
你是那么样的
沉默。You have maintained your silence.
好像不存在了。
As if you do not exist.
再问下去。
And you question further.
神，你还是神吗
？God, are you really God?
你还是在那一边吗
？Are you really on that side?
有些人因此就放弃了信仰了。
Therefore, we have believers who give up their faith because of such murmuring.
他们不如来去投靠别的神。
And they felt that I might as well look for help from other gods.
他们有神迹奇事。他们有神迹奇事。
They have miracles and they have revelation.
他们的神能够医病赶鬼。
And their God is able to cast out demons and perform miracles.
你管到他是不是创造天地的神，是不是生命的主宰或者审判的主宰？
We need not worry whether that God is actually the giver of life or whether he's the judge or whether he's the creator.
你不管他是个好医生、坏医生，总之他医好我的病就是好医生了。
I don't care whether he's a good or bad doctor, as long as the doctor that can cure my sickness, I'm satisfied.
有没有道德是他的事情，问题是只要我的病医得好就好了。
I don't care whether that God has morality, as long as my sickness is cured.
所以在那个时候，不少的选民也因此跌倒敬拜偶像。
And at that point of time, quite a number of the believers gave up their faith and worship idols.
那么神有没有回答他呢
？Did God reply them？
神也没有回答他。
God did not reply them。
一样的沉默。
God remained silent。
沉默到什么时候呢
？Why? How long did God remain silent？
什么时候选民才明白呢
？And after how long did the Israelites realize？
就是当耶稣基督钉死在十字架的时候。
That when the Lord Jesus Christ was nailed on the cross，
所有的信徒都亲眼看见他。
Then the believers saw for themselves。
他们亲耳听到耶稣所说的话。
And they heard the words of the Lord Jesus。
我的神。我的神，你为什么离弃我
？He said, "My Lord, my Lord, why have you depart from me?"
神是一个沉默的神
，God is a God of silence。
不只是对我们
，not only towards us，
连他所爱的独生子耶稣基督
，even towards his only begotten son, the Lord Jesus。
他犯了什么罪
？What sin has Jesus committed？
他做了什么对不起神的事吗
？What has that? What wrong has he done against God？
但是他却被钉死在十字架上。
Yet when he was nailed on the cross。
而神却是那么样的沉默。
God remained silent。
这个时候让我们不明白。
And at this time we cannot understand，
为什么这样呢
？Why should this happen to him？
但当我们再思想下去
，But if we were to consider deeper，
我们就醒悟过来了。
Then we will realize our wrong。
神的沉默并不是他不理，也并不是他不爱我们。
When God is silent, it does not mean that God does not love us or that He does not care for us.
其实他更忍受更深的痛苦。
But He Himself has to withstand more pains.
因为耶稣基督必须经历这个死亡和痛苦。
Because it was the will of God that Jesus has to suffer these things and to die on the cross.
他要拯救我们，他必须要承担我们罪的刑罚。
In order that He can save us, He has to take the punishment of sin.
所以在这个时候，天父离开他。
And at that time, the Heavenly Father was separated from him.
耶稣基督替我们全人类来担当罪的刑罚。
And Jesus Christ took upon the punishment of sins on our behalf.
那是可怕跟痛苦的。
And that was a very terrible and sad thing.
所以耶稣在那个时刻喊叫了出来。
So at that time, Jesus cried out,
神，为什么你离开我
？My God, why hast thou forsaken me?
但神并没有离开他。
But God did not actually forsake him.
因此三天之后。
There were 3 days later,
耶稣基督从死里复活了。
Jesus resurrected from the dead.
他的复活就说明了。
Then from his resurrection,
我们的神是沉默的，但是并不是代表他没有行动。
That our God is a silent God, but it does not mean that he will not take action.
并不代表他并不爱我们，并不理我们。
It does not mean that he doesn't want to love us or care for us.
反倒就是为了爱我们，为了要理我们，他才这样的沉默。
On the contrary, it was because he loved us and cared for us that is why he has to be silent to us.
我们以为神在天上沉默，但是是神的儿子在受苦。
We thought that God is silent in heaven and that is his son suffering on earth.
但是后来我们才明白。
But later we understand.
原来这个神的儿子就是神自己本身。
Actually, this son of God is God himself.
他道成众生来成为人。
That God himself came to this world as a man.
耶稣基督本身就是天上的天父。
That our Lord Jesus is actually the heavenly father manifested in
the flesh. 那些信徒本来不明白的。
And the disciples did not understand.
他以为天上有一位天父，地上有一位耶稣基督。
They thought that there is a heavenly father in heaven and the Lord Jesus Christ was on earth.
天父爱我们，叫耶稣基督替我们而死。
That our heavenly father loved us and he sent his son on earth to save us.
说起来哪里是耶稣基督才爱我们，因为是他替我们死吗？天父只是在那边吩咐说话而已。
If this is the case, then it's more logical for us to love the Lord Jesus Christ because he loved us on earth and he saved us here.
所以天父不可爱的，耶稣基督才是可爱的。
Therefore, we should love the Lord Jesus Christ and not the heavenly father who was in heaven.
他们是以为是这样的。
And they thought that this was they thought that this was the case.
但是后来他们才明白耶稣所说的。
But later on, they understood what Jesus said.
你们看见的我，就看见的父。
If you have seen the Father, then you have, if you have seen me, you have seen the Father.
我与天父是合一的。
That my Father and I are one.
事实上，他就是我们的天父。
In actual fact, He is our heavenly
Father. 他为拯救我们人类的罪而成为肉身来这个世上。
And in order to save us from our sins, He came into this world.
所以在这个时候。
At this moment,
我们深度的去思想
if we were to think about this deeply,
我们就明白神沉默的意义
then we can understand the purpose of God's silence.
我们也要知道那个沉默所付出的代价
and we must also understand the price that God pays in order to
为了完成这个救恩
to complete the salvation.
神有神的旨意，神有神的时候
God has His will and timing.
我们以为他不行动，他不理我们啊
We thought that God does not act and does not care for us.
其实哪里有一个时刻他停止他的拯救的工作呢
Is there a moment of time that God has stopped His work of salvation for our sake?
比如我们的孩子
For example, if our own children
他必须要动手术了
If they have to undergo an operation
我们看那个小小的孩子就要拿来开刀
And we look at this child who is so small and that he has to be operated on
他怎么来承担这个痛苦呢
He, how is he going to withstand this?
我们大人都没有这么坚强的心理来接受啊
Even we as adults, we find that we do not have the strength to take the operation
但我们还不是要沉默地把他送进手术院里面
But yet we have to quietlyBring this child into the operating theater to be operated on.
孩子以为我们不爱他，不理他。
The child may think that we do not love him.
可是，在那个时刻，我们必须离开他，让他接受这个手术的。
But at that moment, we have to be separated from him so that he can take, so that he can go through the operation.
我们在外面的沉默，但是却是要承担更大的痛苦和悲哀啊。
We are outside the operating theater. We are silent, but we are suffering even more.
在人类的历史里面
，in the history of man,
人类遭受许多的痛苦。
In all the sufferings of men,
正如今天一样
it also happens to us today.
我们的神真的能够忍得住吗
Is that God is it that God can endure all these things?
他忍不住的
Actually, he cannot endure that.
所以主耶稣告诉我们
So Jesus said this.
为了让更多的人可以得救
In order that more people can be saved.
所以末日的日子要减少
The last days will be shortened.
如果再延长下去
If the last days were to continue,
我们每个人都站立不住了。
Then none of us can stand before God.
按照神的计划
，according to the plan of God，
那日子更长，苦难跟迫害的日子更长。
The longer are the days, the longer will be the sufferings and persecution.
但是神不忍心我们这样。
But God was not able to endure these things.
所以主耶稣说，那个日子要缩短了。
That is why He willed that the days will be shortened.
这不就更证明神的慈爱跟怜悯吗
？And this manifested even more the love and the mercy of God.
神是沉默的神。
God is the silent God.
但神并没有离开我们。
But God has not left us.
他并没有因此不理不爱我们。
He has not forsaken us. He has not stopped loving us.
沉默有它的意义，有它的价值的。
There is a purpose and there is a value in maintaining silence.
所以约伯他说
，Job said this.
我不明白。
I do not understand.
但是我相信我的救赎主是活着的。
But I believe that my Redeemer lives.
有一天我要亲眼看见他
，and one day I shall see him face to face。
就有个很公平的审判
，then there will be a righteous judgment。
我一切我都会明白了
，then I will understand everything then。
可是问题在这个等待的过程当中
，but while we are waiting in this state of，
我们能不能够胜过这个苦难呢
？Are we able to overcome the suffering？
如果这是我们信仰上的考验
，if this becomes the test of our faith，
你能够考得及格吗
？Will you be able to pass this test？
还是你已经放弃了呢
？Or have you given up？
这是很重要的。
This is very important.
神的沉默
，the silence of God，
就是要看我们怎么样来应付这个考验。
Is to test us to see how would we react to this test.
我们能够好像约伯一样
，Can we be like Job?
我相信，我仍然相信。
I believe and I truly believe.
我的肉体会灭绝
，that my flesh can be destroyed.
但是我肉体灭绝之后，我要亲眼看见神了。
But after the destruction of my flesh, I will personally see God.
那个时候，一切都会得到明白。
And at that time, you will be able to understand everything.
所以耶利米告诉我们一句很宝贵的话。
And in the book of Jeremiah, we have these precious words.
请看耶利米哀歌。
Let's turn to the Lamentations,
第三章
，Chapter 3,
26跟27节
，Verse 26 and 27. Lamentations chapter 3, verse 26 and 27.It is good that he waits silently for the salvation of the Lord. It is good for a man that he should bear the yoke in his youth.
他说人在幼年不饿，这也是好的。
Say that it's good for a man to bear the yoke in his youth.
享乐有时候会使人家迷失了自己，甚至出卖了自己。
When we enjoy happiness, very often we will lose ourselves and we will betray ourselves.
可是苦难让他醒悟过来。
But then sufferings cause us to be more sober.
让他去寻找人生真正的意义是什么。
So that we can pursue the true meanings in our life.
让他可以归到神的面前。
So that they can come before the face of God.
因此人应当仰望耶和华。
Therefore we must look up to our Lord God.
人应当静默等候他的救恩。
And we must wait silently for his salvation.
这原是好的。
This is good.
约伯就有这一种宝贵的人生观。
And Job has this very precious concept of life.
你认为他的人生观宝贵吗？
Do you consider this concept of life precious?
求主耶稣帮助我们。
May the Lord help us.
让我们能够明白。
That we can understand.
让我们能够学习和接受。
That we can learn and accept.
让我们的人生也能够像约伯一样打了一场美好的仗。
That in our lives we can also fight the good fight like Job had.
请唱。